Incumbent Councilman Kevin O'Grady says Wilmington's recent spike in gun violence just proves how vital it is to fund programs addressing youth illiteracy, sexual abuse, and homelessness. Candidate Derek Bickle agrees and says such services should be targeting kids as young as 6 years old.
I think we also need to get these programs inside the communities, because not everyone has transportation to get to a program like A-Dreams. So we need to foster and create these programs inside communities such as Creekwood, such as Houston Moore, so we get to the root of the problem, where children live, and make it accessible for everyone.
Candidate Skip Watkins, however, prefers to seek crime prevention assistance from corporations, neighborhood volunteers, and public schools.
It's hard to get to a program. It's expensive to do a program. There's no hope. There's a high level of unemployment in many of these areas. So I would hope to work with the boards of education and try to find it's called a career and technical track, and it's proven to, research has proven that it does help retain lower dropout rate.
Incumbent Earl Sheridan says he wants to reinstitute mobile police units called Neighborhood Area Base or NAB stations. Felix Cooper is a proponent of consolidation of city and county safety operations. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.